Hi, my name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, Felicia, my name is Sandra Carter, and I'd like to report a fraud. Someone ordering things on with my credit card that I did not order.
Which is
And
it
call
though?
the 74426.
Your first and last name?
Sandra Carter.
Your address?
225 Batio Guest, Chicota, Oklahoma, 74426.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so according to the IP address, Ms. Carter, there was an order
Yes.
placed on March 17th for the amount of $7.95 for the Wi-Fi booster. Okay, so someone from the address ordered the Wi-Fi booster for $7.95 on March 17th.
On March 17th.
Yes, it was charged for $7.95, and the IP address is showing that the order was placed from the 225 Video Guest Avenue.
Okay.
And that Wi-Fi booster is being shipped out to that same address.
I
should have already
Wi-Fi.
Received it.
Yeah, I received it, but it's nothing that I ordered.
You did
nothing
not order the Wi-Fi booster?
No.
For $7.95?
I already have a booster. That's what
okay.
I kept confusing me because they were saying that I did receive a booster, but this is not the one I received. I already have my booster. It's not. It was Netgear. It wasn't nothing like this. And this thing came along with all other kind of paper trails of memberships and over $300-something more added to my account.
Did someone else in the household have placed the order?
No.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is go ahead and start the investigation. We do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we do penalize anyone who uses your information without your authorization. So what we'll do is contact the local police department and have them to rerun the IP address, because when I ran it, it's giving me back to your address. So we'll contact the police department and have them to rerun that. No, I'm saying the order was actually placed for the booster.
Okay.
So it'll give the exact location of what this order was placed from, because when I just ran, it's coming back to your address, but you're stating that no one ordered from your home. So the police department will conduct their investigation and rerun the IP. And then once we get that information from the police department and they penalize the whomever placed the order, then we'll notify you back. So I can go ahead and start the investigation to contact the police department so they can check on this for you, Ms. Carter. Give me 1 second. Let me get this ticket started for you, okay?
Thank you.
And did you want to ask around in your home or a friend, maybe someone that was at your house to see if they placed the order before we proceed with this investigation?
Yeah, no, there's no one that could place it because no one has my credit card number, and that card has been frozen, and that account has been frozen because, if I said, all this came with other kind of charges that, you know, every time I turn around, there's charges every day being taken out of my account.
Okay,
For the Wi-Fi booster, that created from the Wi-Fi booster. That's what I told them, what the heck, membership charges and all kind of stuff.
It shows that you actually had already called in back on March 21st and spoke with an agent.
Yeah, I spoke with several people. That's what I said when we was talking about the Wi-Fi. I was totally confused because I did get a Wi-Fi booster, but it is not this.
So it looks like on a call that was made on March 21st, they agreed to settle the account with a 50% refund. Do you remember that call?
Yeah, I agreed to settle to get my money back. There's charges on here that's not the $7.95. These are charges.
No, the one that I'm acquiring about is a $67.32 charge.
There's several charges on here that's what I said. There's over $300 worth of charges came with a $7.95 Wi-Fi booster.
Now, some of those may not be ours because we didn't charge you. We have a charge for $67.32. You have the $795, and then you have the $6732. So there was no other charges billed by our company per se. So I'm not sure if
these,
other companies were charging you, but
These were saying that they were associated with the Wi-Fi booster. The mind, body thing, they're not.
No, ma'am. There's a charge that was billed for $795 on March 17th, and then the charge that was billed on March 21st for $6732. Anything else that you're seeing on your statement was not billed by our company.
Well, this is what this is what these people are saying, because these charges came along with us. So what the heck kind of thing is this that you're charging me money that for a $795 thing? And your company is Quick Shop?
We are a third party where you're calling to. We handle the billing for this merchant. Give me 1 second, Ms. Carter, while I start the investigation.
Okay.
I'll get you a temporary courtesy credit back for the $6732.
Okay.
And then once we finish the investigation, then we'll notify you back.
I don't want it.
What was that?
I said I can return it because I don't want it.
Please hold. Okay, thank you so very much for holding for me.
Yes.
Well, I went ahead and processed the refund. That will be credited back to your card within approximately 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And again, as I stated to you, we'll notify you back once the police department finishes their investigation against the account. And is there anything else at all that I can do for you at this time?
No, ma'am. Maybe we can get to the root of the problem on the investigation.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling Customer Care. Have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.